was just one little sharp but very short-lived spasm, and that's the end of it. Nearing quarter past 12. It's quarter past 12 now? That's all. That was the end of that advent, physical advent. I think Hoshang Bharucha has described it in that, in his booklet he wrote, what is it called, the last sahavas or something like that. Now what happened is, no sooner Baba dropped the body and people came to know of it, but prior to that also, people would start writings and would ask us to reply to them. So Jim and Hetty just visualize as to how will it be possible for us who will be all the time near Baba to attend to correspondence at the times. But we did that too, trying to, well, help the people, you see. But then, in spite of it all, people thought that we neglected them and that we kept all the information to ourselves, and we didn't allow the other lovers to share in the information. So, what can we say to that? People felt it that way later on. That's how I was told, you see. But how was it possible for us to do that? It's not possible. Jai Baba. So, we did our best and left the rest to him. He knew all that also. It was a shock to us too, it's a greater shock to us. What can we do in that respect? And there were not many hands near us. And we were not supposed to call people who were not asked by Baba to come. That was another restriction there. How can we ask anybody to come and help us without asking Baba? And whenever we asked Baba's permission, he wouldn't permit anybody. Only those who were called must come. And they came. The rest who were not called were not supposed to come. What else now? When we are with Baba, naturally people think, those who have come to know Baba, they think and feel how blessed are these people who have been with Baba all these years, have lived with him, so close to him. And there's no doubt in their feeling and thinking in that same way, you see. Because we are indeed blessed. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, how will those who have not stayed with him ever know of the feelings that surge within oneself, you see, of those who stay with Baba and live with him? They are all human beings. They are as much human, you see, as those who stay in the world away from Baba's physical presence. Just as the people who live in the world and have their feelings, so also we who live with Baba have had our own feelings, you see. Sometimes it so happens that we begin to feel in his presence a colossal difference. As for example, so happened with me. When I was not living with Baba, I was considered to be a very mild, quiet type of a person who had, people had never seen me get angry. Never a harsh word have I ever spoken with anybody, you see. They felt that I was a real good lad, you see. And I also was aware of this, that I was a quiet type of a person. I had my anger and my feelings under my control. But after having passed some years with Baba, I used to get very irritated. I used to feel bad about others, you see. In the sense, I felt sometimes myself, I felt superior than others, and sometimes I felt inferior than others, and so forth. So one day, my mind started playing tricks with me and made me feel that, well, Eraj, you have been with Mahir Baba for so many years and you were so good a lad, you see, before joining him, and now you should be better than what you were before. But what has happened to you? You seem to have lost all that control over your mind and you get irritated and upset with things, you see, that you do not seem to be pleased with, or to your or if they are not to your satisfaction, and you have become very outspoken, and that you are apt to hurt the feelings of others. So when I started wondering over these things, you see, I felt a bit uneasy. And this feeling, you see, lasted for quite some time, and even it affected my mood and my being with Baba. Baba, the all-knowing one, who always apparently makes us feel that he knows nothing, one day brought about this topic and said, he asked me as to what had happened to me. And, well, I said, there's nothing wrong. He says, well, you don't seem to be in good mood, don't seem to be lively and cheerful. So there's nothing wrong, anything about the sort, but some or other, this thought is now bothering me. And what is the thought, Baba asked me. I said, well, this thought that I, let alone I'm being no better than I was before, after joining you, but then I feel as if I was much better before joining you and before living with you, and now I'm somehow or other, I feel that I get irritated and upset, and I have lost all the good qualities, so-called good qualities in a man. So Baba smiled at me and was rather, what do you call, interested in my being so depressed and all that, and he told me, he gave me this figure, you see. He said, look at the sugar cane. There is a farm over here nearby. So when it's in full bloom, we can see from here. We are sitting out, and he says, the sugar cane is full of sweetness. It has a sweet juice in it called cane juice, you see. And nobody can imagine, you see, that it has anything other than the sweetness that it possesses. So Baba says, when this juice is extracted out of the cane, and here in India what we do is we boil the juice in order to convert it into brown sugar. So then Baba gives this figure to bring home to me what's happening within me by staying near him or living near him. Says, what happens is when you collect all the juice, you collect it in, and pour it in a big cauldron, you see, and then put it on fire. And when it is boiling, the scum comes on the top. Said, you have seen that? He asked me. I said, yes. He said, did you ever know? When you saw it for the first time, you must have been intrigued that so much dirt and scum and all sorts of things are there, you see, in the sweetness of that sweet sugarcane juice. I said, no, yes, I was in the beginning very intrigued about it, I said. So what happens at the time of boiling, when it gets thoroughly boiled, all that which is considered to be undesirable, unwanted, just floats on the top of it. When it is boiled, when it is about to be crystallized, when that sweetness is about to be crystallized, all the things that are unwanted, they just float on the surface of it. And the master man who is in charge of the whole thing just collects it every now and then, you see, in a sieve. There's a long bamboo pole with a sieve at the end, a basket you may call it. He collects all that and throws it out of the cauldron, you see, while the liquid is boiling. Likewise, he says, you did not know. You considered yourself to be all sweetness, you see. Like the sugar cane, you thought that you were full of the sweet juice that is there. And then your expressions, of course, when you drink the juice, because it's sweet, and the people who relish it, they just relish the sweetness of it. Little do they know that when the same juice is boiled, you see, so much dirt and rubbish is inside it. Only when it is thoroughly boiled can it come to the surface to be thrown out, so that sweetness may be crystallized. Likewise, in the life of people who live near me, I am fire, he said, and a fire which burns everything. Now, while you are passing your years in my presence, so happens that in that process, things happen within you. And it is equivalent to the juice being boiled and the sweetness being crystallized. It's in that process. So all the scum, all the rubbish that seems apparently visible to you people, and you become cognizant of the things that are unwanted within you, they just come up on the surface and you are made aware of it. And you get frightened with all the things that come out of you. But then you should feel, on the contrary, happy that these things come to the surface to be thrown out. They were there within you. And now you will be that much less of the rubbish that is within you already. So there's nothing to be frightened about it or to feel worried about it. On the contrary, you all should feel happier over this process that is taking place. So that's the answer that Baba gave, you see, to the dilemma that sometimes people who lived with Baba confronted with. So that's one side of it. That's what Hetty was